It's funny because now that, you know, people aren't supposed to share things, like, I think it's really proven that these pre-packaged like wipes or bug wipes or sunscreen or whatever are going to be really important. But I think for the deodorant wipes, you know, it's just one thing that you kind of, you don't want to borrow from a friend, that's for sure. So I like to have those readily available for anyone in the bridal party, you know, that day that's forgotten to pack that in their, you know, little bag that they brought on site to get ready.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up?
How are you?
Doing super well. How are you?
Good. Sorry, I was trying to finish halfway straightening my hair. I have on like workout pants, but I put it on a top to make it look like.
All good. I have leggings too, so no, I'm just kidding. I don't. How's it going?
Good. Hold on.
I know all about straightening hair. My wife takes like 2 hours to straighten her hair.
Oh, I don't take that long. This was like maybe 2 minutes.
We did yard work yesterday and she said, I'm going to take a shower. Like I went grocery shopping, cleaned the house, cleaned the kitchen. And she's still blowing notes.
Straightening.
Well, she trips the shower all the time.
I've basically straightened my hair 3 times during this whole thing. So there's that.
I'm sure the humidity doesn't help.
No.
What's up? What's new?
Not much. Ready for my kids to be back in school?
Yeah. I bet.
June 1st.
I bet. June 1st. I think a lot of people are looking forward to that.
Yes. I'm tired.
So I want to get started.
Yeah.
If I look down here, that means because I have notes here and I brought my little sheet of notes that you emailed me as far as what we want to talk about.
Oh, should I have printed that? I have them like up on my computer. Is that fine?
I think you're fine.
Okay.
I just printed it because right here is just all you. All I see is you.
Yeah.
And right here I have another screen that want to show your website and your work and things like that.
Okay.
So that's okay with you. All right, so let's get started. I want to thank you for being in my little podcast show.
Thank you.
This is going to be on iTunes and also we have a YouTube channel for it. So this whole video thing is being recorded and it's going to be posted on that channel as well. And we'll send you the link so you can watch it and listen and promote if you want. But yeah, thank you for allowing me to interview you a little bit and pick your brain as far as questions when it comes to brides. Right now, you know, my main goal is to give value to the current brides that are planning their wedding. I think weddings still are going to happen, as you and I have talked about. They're still going to be out there. So we have a lot of brides that are still planning. So I want to give them back value, kind of really teach them, based on your expertise, what do they need as far as top 10 maybe essential things that they should have access to on the wedding day. Things that they can purchase on Amazon and or other stores maybe, or Target or Walmart, but we're going to go ahead and create a list for them that we're going to post on the link below. But I wanted to ask you about them. But before we do that, I want to start by asking for the people that haven't heard about you or don't know about you, tell us who you are, what you do, and what type of services do you offer?
Yeah. So my name's Haley Kelly, and I am the owner of Haley Kelly Events. I do full service wedding planning. I do between 6 and 8 weddings a year. I don't take on a ton of weddings. I do that so I can have full focus on all of my clients. And what full service means is just really hands-on from the very beginning. So you know, I'm there to book all the vendors, set up hotel room blocks, assist with booking like rehearsal dinner location, just kind of, you know, anything that they may need. You know, lately I had a client that wanted suggestions for yoga on the beach, things like that. So just really being available for any and all of those questions. Yeah, so that's me in a nutshell. I'm from Anderson, South Carolina originally. I've lived in Charleston over 10 years now, and I have 2 kids, a 3.5-year-old and a 2-year-old. So home with them right now most of the time, and just working as much as I can.
That's awesome. So yeah. I don't know if I missed it because I was trying to share my screen to show you. You're based in Charleston, right?
Yes.
Cool. So tell us about a little bit about Charleston weddings, what you know, what's that one or two things that differ, the weddings in Charleston is differentiate from other weddings around the country, you think?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of amazing planners and event designers in Charleston. So I think like the details are super important in Charleston weddings. And a lot of our venues are blank slates. So we get to bring in the tables, the chairs, the linens, you know, so it's not this place where you have to use these chairs or you have to use this. So a lot of those venues are places where we get to kind of really be creative and show off our design skills.
And I feel like also a lot of our vendors here are they're super top notch.
So yeah.
I guess maybe the expectations super high maybe.
But yeah.
We have a lot of really good, awesome, very talented vendors, right?
Right. Yeah. And a lot of the clientele come from, you know, places outside of South Carolina too. So, you know, someone in New York or, you know, Chicago or something like that may see different style weddings, but they want to bring like that, you know, really high-end style to a southern location, which is really cool to incorporate the two.
And to add to that, I feel like we have almost two or if not multiple types of wedding culture here as far as venues. Like we have the southern Charleston, and then we have the plantation, and then we have Kiwa, the beach and kind of golf course. You know, we have multiple options here, right?
Right. Yeah. And some really great indoor, you know, options as well.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit more about when you got started with a wedding business and how did you get started? Because you weren't born a wedding planner.
No. So I realized I wanted to be an event planner my sophomore year of college, which was crazy because I feel like it was kind of early to know that. So I started doing internships. One that was really significant was one that I did in San Francisco, that was my wedding internship in college. And that really kind of sealed the deal that it was what I wanted to do. I moved to Charleston right after college. I worked with Patrick Properties, Hospitality Group, which owns venues. So Lounge Grove, William Aiken House, American Theater, Parcel 32. I worked there for about 4.5 years, in venue management and did some smaller planning stuff there. And then I worked at a Charleston Bride for about 4 years. And then I had two babies really close together, back to back. And so I took some time off and it didn't take long for me to realize how much, you know, I missed it. And so then I launched my own thing and here I am.
So you took care of business there with the babies, you know, just got them back to back, got it over with.
Yep. Yes.
That's awesome. So I kind of want to switch gear right now. I love your history. I love how you got started. I wanted to switch gear as far as our main topic of the show, which is a lot of brides are still planning. People are still looking for advice. People are still looking for wedding planners. And people are still, we believe that weddings are still going to happen. It's just a matter of time. Right. So today in this episode, I want to talk to you a little bit about the 10 essential things that every bride needs to have access to on the wedding day. So first thing that I have on my list, this is funny, deodorant wipes. Tell us about that. Yep.
Deodorant wipes. So it's funny because now that, you know, people aren't supposed to share things, like I think it's really proven that these pre-packaged like wipes or bug wipes or sunscreen or whatever are going to be really important. But I think for the deodorant wipes, you know, it's just one thing that you don't want to borrow from a friend, that's for sure. So I like to have those readily available for anyone in the bridal party, you know, that day that's forgotten to pack that in their, you know, little bag that they've brought on site to get ready.
Sweet. I was trying to share that screen on my Amazon here. This is it, right? You see it on my screen? Oh,
perfect. Yes. And they're so cute.
They are pretty packaged. They're
yeah.
So these are good for men and women, fresh scent. And you've obviously used this before.
Yes.
Awesome. So yeah.
And so it's like a one-time use throwaway. It's great.
You don't want to share it, obviously.
No.
All right. Next one, sewing kit.
Tell us about that. So I find that this is used almost with every wedding at least once. So whether that's just like a button or, you know, something that, what else could really be used for it? Really anything. I mean, I feel like every wedding, a sewing kit is needed once or twice. Also, the little scissors are perfect in there. And just has some other, you know, this particular kit has some other items in here as well. Yeah. Like the scissors and the tape and the fabric glue. Mm-hmm. So I think just always important to have on hand.
Yeah, especially scissors. People always need scissors.
Always. Yes. Like
cutting the strap off of the bridesmaid's dresses. Not the main strap, but the hanger strap. Is that what you call it?
The hanger straps, yeah. See, you get to see all this too. So you know.
Yes. And then sewing kits, definitely. Like someone's bridesmaid's dress tore at my last wedding.
Yeah.
We had to sew the back of it.
Yep.
Not me, but the wedding planner did.
Somebody did, yeah.
Somebody did. That's awesome. All right. Next one will be blister pads. So where's that? I put a shopping cart here. That's what I have the list here online. All right. Blister pads. Why do they need that?
So I feel like a lot of times the bridesmaids are wearing shoes that maybe they don't wear on a regular basis. And so, you know, they get a couple hours in, or they've just got done taking, you know, an hour worth of photos standing on their feet, and they realize that they're rubbing blisters and need it. So I think that these are, you know, perfect for that healing. And then this particular one has like the heel and the toe pack. I find that the heel is the most often needed. But again, just a really widely used item.
So do you suggest putting this on before they put on the shoes, the new shoes, or when they
Not necessarily. I wouldn't say every bridesmaid wears this all the time, but they usually know the second that they put them on that, like, maybe their feet have swollen a little bit because it's warm in Charleston or something like that. So they'll ask me about it, or they take off their shoes later in the evening and then, you know, they need something for the blister. Yeah.
Do you put this on the shoe? You put it on your foot or your toe?
You put it on your heel.
Got it.
Like on your body. Yeah.
Got it. Perfect. Next one. Let's see. Individually packed bug spray wipes. So in Charleston, especially spring and summer, there's gnats and there's bugs.
Yes.
Is this something that's going to be good?
Yeah. So I, again, like these because they're individually packed. So especially moving forward because of, you know, COVID and everything, I think that this is great, you know, because people can just use this versus picking up a can of bug spray and, you know, reusing over and over again after other people. So these are just individual wipes. You know, to be honest, I haven't found the exact cure to bugs in Charleston, but I think it's always nice to offer something for your guests, you know, whether it's like a little something like this, a basket sitting on the bar, or that the bartenders have it available if someone were to ask. I love these again because they're in a cute little package too.
Is this something nice to include in the welcome packet as well, a welcome package?
Yeah, they could be. I find that most people need it when they're on site, you know, at a venue that maybe is closer to the water, that kind of thing. And I think, again, because the packaging is really, you know, inviting to the eye, it definitely could be in a welcome bag too.
Got it. So it's always going to be nice to just have it available there, because somebody, the guest will probably forget to dig through the welcome bag.
Yes.
Way to the wedding.
Not realize how badly they may need it.
Right. That's awesome. That's great. You don't, so, because I've seen in the past bottles and bottles of spray. This is good because it's, you can easily just hand it to everyone as they walk in. That's awesome. Next one will be, I think this is in order, liquid IV. This is funny when I saw this.
Yeah.
Because you can subscribe or you can do a one-time purchase on Amazon.
Yeah.
Tell us about this. This is.
Yeah. So this is something that I like personally love too. So basically it's like an electrolyte powder. So I mean, something similar to like a Gatorade on steroids, I guess. There's always one or two people that partied too hard the night before.
Rehearsal dinner?
Yes. Yep. Welcome party, you know, stayed out too late, relived their college years, whatever it may be. So I think, you know, having something like that. And then, you know, I always have a cooler too that has just like waters, Cokes, Diet Cokes, that kind of thing to have available. But I think these are an awesome option. They're not, you know, super expensive. And, you know, we see a lot of times now that bridal parties will do the IV. They'll go all together and like get the IVs done. Yeah. The guys have time to do it, but the girls don't because they're getting hair and makeup, you know, starting really early. So I think that this is a great option just to make them feel better.
Are these going to be good for guys too? I mean, everybody, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it has zero calories.
Have you tried one?
Actually, you know what? I think I have. When I was back in my running days, I think I tried one. So this one has
that forever.
I need to get another one because I get so dehydrated sometimes.
Yeah.
So it comes with packs of
16, 8, 16, 48.
So when would you give this to them? Like at the welcome package or?
So,
or available, or
this actually would be really awesome for a welcome bag too, because the next morning, you know, after the wedding or whatever, the guests could use it. But I keep some of these just in a bag that I have on site. So it's usually, I mean, we get to know the bridal party pretty well. You know, we've met them at the rehearsal, sometime the rehearsal dinner. I'll have someone that's, you know, checking in on them periodically. So we'll know who's not feeling well. It's usually pretty obvious. You know, that's usually when someone's like, do you have any Tylenol or do you have any, you know, this? And I'm like, I have something better.
Awesome. So is just a little, sidetrack here. Is welcome bag something that you do for your clients, service that you provide?
Great question. So I try, to have a different company do the welcome bags because they're really hands-on, like the week out and the week of. So for me personally to be pulled away, putting bags together and delivering them, I mean, what people don't realize is delivering welcome bags, you really could be gone for, you know, 4+ hours driving around, finding different either Airbnbs or to the hotels or, you know, loading, unloading cars. So there's a lot of amazing companies in town that will do the bags. So,
but that's something as a planner and designer, that's something you coordinate and oversee. You just outsource it. The bride talks to you what she wants, and then you take care of the rest.
Yes. And we try to personalize it, you know, based on where their wedding is, or if there's some things that the couple really loves or, yeah. So coming up with, and a little like hangover kit is perfect for welcome bags.
So you're there to execute it. The bride does not have to directly contact the companies and do research and tell them what they want. You do all that with
I'll do that. Company. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Yeah. Next one would be Tylenol mini packs, which is this one.
Yes.
All right. So definitely needed.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely needed. Good to have on hand. Again, I mean, I'd say all of these are things that I would get asked for at least once on a wedding day. The Tylenol is great, which is something I didn't realize until I had kids and now I nearly forget about it already. But like when you're pregnant, you can have Tylenol, but you can't have like Aleve or Advil or anything like that. So once I had kids and realized that, I always try to keep, you know, Tylenol as an option as well as like a Aleve or Advil or something like that. Just if it is someone who's like pregnant that needs it, that they're able to take something.
And there are bridesmaids out there. Maybe sometimes brides, I photograph brides that are pregnant on the day of.
Yeah.
From the day of, but that are due within weeks after the wedding.
Yeah.
That could need or would need a Tylenol.
Right.
Why Tylenol instead of Advil?
Well, I think Advil, Advil's ibuprofen. So pregnant people can't take ibuprofen. I think this is right. I'll have to go back and look, but they can take the in Tylenol. So usually I have one ibuprofen option and one Tylenol option.
Got it. And it's nice they come in small little packs.
Yep.
Because again, with COVID, it's just nice to just, hey, here's Tylenol instead of giving them a bottle.
And not like dig through a bottle and risk having their hands like touch the pills and they go back in the bottle or something like that.
Right. And plus some people are really funny about open bottles versus this one's already prepackaged, right? Right. It's fresh. They can see the expiration date on it, I'm sure.
Yep.
So it's almost, they're likely to just take it. Versus me, I'm kind of, I freak out when I see, oh, here's a Advil. Like, where did that come from?
Where did that come from? Yeah.
I'm like, that doesn't look like Advil. What is that? You know? So, well, that's good. All right. Next one, let's see, is mini disposable toothbrush.
Ooh. Yeah.
Good idea.
So I think, you know, so a lot of our weddings in Charleston specifically, the people are getting ready on site. So they've asked their bridal party to bring like a small bag on site, but sometimes they forget those essential things like the deodorant or the, you know, toothbrush, that kind of thing. And they've eaten lunch and they're about to take photos. And so they really, you know, need something, you know, to brush their teeth. So these are great. They have like the toothpick with them, toothbrush, and then you throw it away.
And it's a 24 count pack. What does four pack mean? What does that mean?
It's separated for some reason into like 6 4 packs. I don't really know why.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you need four. Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, that's still good and handy and disposable. You don't have to worry about just throwing it in the trash.
Yeah.
So sometimes if you don't need to, you know, if some people have these big electric toothbrushes, if you don't want to bring that, just bring this.
Right.
This is a good idea. So does this include the toothpaste?
Yes. So in that little photo, the little blue dot, that's the toothpaste. So it's kind of, it's cool. It's cool.
It's super, super cool.
Yeah.
I am just so impressed that you know all this stuff. This is so cool. Next one, static cling spray.
Yes.
Right, let me pull that up. This one.
Yeah.
All right. So we have these bottles around the house. I have no idea what this is for.
So basically, it usually happens with dresses that have like two layers. That for some reason one layer will get stuck to your skin and then it just looks funny. If you've seen it, you'll know what it looks like. But basically you spray this on there and the fabrics stay to themselves and not attached to the person's body.
So this happens with bridesmaids, right?
A lot of times.
These bridesmaids dresses or the fabrics kind of that fabric that stings. That clings. What will a can work, or do you need a couple of cans?
No, just usually just like one spray fixes it. So these are the travel size. I'll be honest, I usually have a large size on me and it will last me, you know, a year. It's good for a long time.
For the wedding day though, is the travel size good enough? This sounds like a 3-pack, so it's good to
get.
This the travel size is like, what? How big is that? This is 1.4 ounce.
Yeah, so it's pretty small.
Okay, cool. So this should work. All right, perfect. Next one would be the hem tape.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is great for guys, girls, whoever, you know, if the bridesmaid's dress is a little bit too long, they chose a different pair of shoes than originally planned. So just an easy way to like lift up the ends of your dress and you put the hem tape in there. Same with the guys, for some reason, if their sleeves are a little bit too long or something like that, this will do the trick.
So this is one of those quick tricks that you don't have to pull out the sewing kit and sew the hem, right?
Yes. And this is like, it's almost like double-sided tape, but heavy duty.
Right. So as far as the guy's hands, will this work if it's too long?
Yes. Yep. Pants, sleeves, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. And then next one will be Altoids.
Oh, yeah, mints. So it's one of those things, you know, at the rehearsal that I'm always saying, like, don't have your cell phone in your pocket, don't chew gum, you can't wear your sunglasses, you know, kind of giving them all the details. And so I think mints are great instead of gum, because then they can just like chew it real quick and get down the aisle. So that's why I picked this.
That's awesome. Cool. All right. I'm going to switch to one of you. Is that me?
Sorry. That's me. Sorry.
That happened to me earlier too.
Well, when it's connected to my computer, it's like blows up.
That's funny with all the Macs. So all of our devices are connected to one. So yeah, when it blows up, it blows up. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So do you suggest like if you are like the maid of honor or matron of honor, or even somebody close to the bride, if they don't have a wedding planner, are these items something that they should be aware of and probably have on the day of and have access to? You suggested for maid of honor
to
buy this?
Yeah. I feel like everyone, I'm sorry, I'm trying to
figure out. Not everybody's going to have an amazing wedding planner like you, right? So there are some parts of
right.
the way that they don't have wedding planners.
Hold on 1 second. There you are. Okay. Yeah, I definitely think that, I mean, it depends. Like the bride could get it too. Like if she wanted to kind of control what's in that emergency kit, she could, you know, get something like that. The maid of honor, I mean, that would be awesome if they took on that task for sure. The mom, the aunt, kind of whoever I feel like is the most like prepared and organized is usually the best person to get something like that. But like I said, out of those 10 things, I would say 8 out of those 10 things that I would use on almost every wedding day. So
yeah, I see a lot of needs on the wedding day, especially like when they're putting on their dresses.
Right.
Always looking for scissors, sewing kits, somebody's dress ripped, somebody's dress we need to sew.
Yep.
And I think it's so important to have that emergency kit, to think about some things that you're going to need. I don't want to say to think about the worst case scenario, but
yeah,
you know what happens, you know, and it could dampen the day. It could delay the photos. It could delay everything because someone's dress was not was ripped, or
someone doesn't feel well and they were late for hair makeup or
I think it's so important if you don't have a wedding planner, because some people around in some other parts of the country, they don't have wedding planners, they just have venue coordinators and you are relying on family members. It's always good to have some of these. Do you recommend anything like where would they put these? What would be a good idea? Like, do they put this in a box or a bag or a backpack or
I think like a mini like caboodle of sorts is really cute. Like, I'm not sure if you remember like a caboodle, but you can buy those online, which is really great. A little backpack, fanny packs I think are back in these days. Or a box. Yeah, box is fine. But I would do something that maybe has like little compartments that you can kind of organize these things. And the great thing is all that stuff is reusable. So none of it's like truly just for a wedding. So, you know, if you buy it and then you have to keep it and use it for the next time you travel or the next time you're in a wedding or something like that, you know, if you're the bride, it'll still all get used at some point.
Yeah. I think it's also important probably to have instead of a box, maybe some kind of caboodle or backpack where they can, whether it's cute and they can carry with them, because sometimes there will be some weddings where you have to go from where they're getting the salon or the house, and then they have to go to the venue ceremony. And then they have multiple stops. So it's always good to just grab it as part of their supply kit or emergency. I don't really like calling it an emergency supply bag.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we hear it all the time as far as these wardrobe malfunction or things that they need. It's all, I'm sure you have seen it all. We've worked so many times together and we feel like we've seen it all. But then again, there's always something new that's going to come up. I've never seen that before, you know?
Right.
How do you handle all those? How do you prepare? And what can you tell the brides? What can they do as far as anticipating those little things that could possibly arise?
Yeah. It's so funny because, I mean, like you said, we've worked together a lot and I've been a guest at a ton of weddings, planned a bunch of weddings, and I don't even think of them as emergencies anymore, really, because something like that happens at almost every wedding, you know, whether it is someone sick or something needs to be sewn or, you know, whatever. So yeah, I just think being prepared and staying calm and, you know, at your fittings, make sure that you kind of taking a video of how to bustle your dress is important. Because a lot of times that happens where we're bustling and we're like, okay, one of the ribbons is gone from the bustling or something like that. But yeah, so I think just staying calm, usually having like that one point person in the bridal party is nice to have. Like someone usually maintains that role. Sorry, I don't know how to turn off my notifications. new to the Mac life. So yeah, having someone that maybe is your like most organized bridesmaid or someone like that is kind of like the communicator with the planner, whoever's in charge, to be like, can we get this? We need this. And usually if you have someone, a planner, a friend that's calm and in charge, then it won't seem like an emergency at all.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty almost routine for us in the wedding industry, and I'm glad we were able to talk and discuss as far as what could they possibly do, because a lot of these brides, obviously a lot of them, they've never been through the whole process before, and you know, some people are somewhat lucky that they have gone through many different weddings through by just being bridesmaids to like 12 weddings, but for most people, there are a lot of them are just, they haven't obviously been married, this is their first time, this is their first rodeo, they don't know what to anticipate. And some of the things that happen, like in front of us sometimes, like, wow, man, like we've been through some schedules before where the schedule was an hour behind because, you know, bride's dress ripped, not for her, not because of her, but because just something happened with a zipper. So you got to fix that. Some of the things that, I love all the things that you've talked about. What are the things that you could, as far as when to get these items, when do you suggest, do they need to order this week of, or do you suggest go ahead and order this like weeks in advance to make sure that they're just go ahead and put away and they're done?
Yeah, weeks in advance. But maybe that's because I'm a planner, so I usually have these things done. But yeah, I would say a few weeks in advance, because also you want to be sure, like, then you have time to get like whatever container you want to put it in. And it's hard for me to say what to put it in, because if you're, I love the idea of like a caboodle, like a hard, like, you know, caboodle, that just looks like a fishing box, you know, like that kind of thing. But if you're traveling and you're flying, you probably don't have room for something like that, so you want it more flat. So yeah, so I would order in advance to make sure you have whatever container you want to put it in, to get it here, and then you can kind of double check, reassess that you got everything that you need.
That's so awesome. It's, I always feel good whenever we have a planning team, like your company is in the wedding team with us, because I know if in case something happens, everything is going to be taken care of. I always get nervous whenever there's no wedding planning team, and because essentially we have to step up. We step up anyway to help, but the pressure of trying to fix and really help is all, it's very much just elevated when you don't have a wedding planner. So with wedding planners, this is something that's it's really hard to not. I don't want to use the word sell. It's really hard to promote that as part of your fees, because that's something that you don't really, it's hard to account for and put value on until something goes wrong.
Right. And you don't think that you would need any of those things, or, you know, and then it always happens, always. Someone needs something.
And I tell people all the time, that's when you need a professional. You don't realize you need a professional until something bad happens or something.
And a lot of times the bride maybe never even knows, you know, that so-and-so's sick and they came and, you know, asked me for some sort of medicine to make them feel better, you know, whatever, like, cause they're trying to shield them from that. They don't want the bride or whoever's in charge to feel, you know, like something's going wrong. And so a lot of times, you know, we're not even following up with them to tell them how many times we had to hand out Tylenol, because it doesn't matter. We're just there to fix it.
Right. It doesn't matter. In the bigger scheme of things, you want to make sure the bride has a good experience. She's having a good day. She doesn't need to know about some bridesmaid's dress ripping until after the wedding. You don't want to stress her out. She's got a lot of things in her mind already on day of. I'm sure a lot of her mind's going 100 miles an hour, along with the nerves and maybe a possible family drama if there was some.
Yeah.
Which is good. What other advice can you give to brides out there that are still planning? What else do they need? I know you sent me 10. Do you have other like general advice that you can give the brides out there that are planning their wedding?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely more, like I would say, like emergency things that I have, you know, usually around, whether it's like just other sort of like Tums or, you know, sometimes depending on, and I don't always have a ton of these, but like the heel savers. So like if your bridal party is going to be walking in the grass, like that's something to think about getting. That's some stuff. Let's see what else. I mean, like I said.
What about this one here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel like makeup artists usually have a lot of that. Yeah.
I keep it in my pocket because...
You do? Huh.
Yeah, I keep it in my camera bag. It's funny. Sometimes people think, oh, it's to wipe my sweat. It's like, no, it's kind of like you... I actually dabbed some before I got on camera.
Get rid of the shine.
I was like, man, I'm shining already. Like... So I had like 4 sheets right here, right next to me.
Yeah.
I'm shining.
You know, I kind of forgot about those. Those are good ones.
I bought like a bunch of them on Amazon, and I'm going to put the link below also to this list. Such a good idea.
Yeah.
But I think it's mostly photographers to see this because we're always looking as far as, you know, the pictures and shine and all that stuff.
Yeah. No, that's a good one.
What about like lip gloss and stuff like that? Is that something that the women already carry around, or is that
and I feel like they're pretty particular about it, you know, like they want their exact color, and then a lot of times like the hair and makeup person will leave them with the color that they need. So making sure that's like readily available for them during photos I think is important. But usually they're pretty particular on their color, making sure it's, you know, the right one.
What about like a medicine kind of bag that's like kind of like what you mentioned, Tums, ibuprofen, Tylenol, Pepto? Do you need a Pepto-Bismol tablet?
Pepto and Tums do about the same thing. I'm trying to think what other like medicines I keep in that little medicine bag.
Like any feminine products for the females or any male products for the males?
Yeah. Oh, hairspray, of course. Always have hairspray. I usually don't worry too much about dry shampoo because usually they're like the hair and makeup people are there so they can solve that situation if needed. Feminine products, definitely good to have on hand.
What do guys need? The guys don't need much. Beer. They need beer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They're happy with like booze. I mean, they've definitely needed some like emergency things before.
I feel like guys need more of the sewing kit. I feel like what I've seen out there, the guys need more of, I need my button popped.
You know what the guys need? The guys need to watch a video on how to tie their bow tie.
They need to teach each other how to tie a bow tie weeks before, and they need to practice.
Yes. Because they usually like forget their socks. Or someone left their shirt at the hotel room or something like that. So that's usually more of the guy thing versus them needing like a product of some sort. I mean, I've definitely used hairspray on them before. I mean, I've used like concealer if they have like a bump on their face that they want to cover up, like that kind of thing.
Concealer.
That's usually what they need. Yeah.
They don't mind having concealers on their face.
I mean, I don't ask them if they want it, but that has been a random ask before. Like, I have this bump, and I'm like, you want me to put some makeup on it? And they're like, okay.
Dude, guys, I'm never with the guys. It's always my second photographer. So it's funny. Yeah. Like, I don't know some of their needs. It's always like women. Like, sometimes my wife's like, what do you know about that? And like, I see them every weekend. But the guys never know what they need. So they need airbrush or gel or just hairspray.
Hairspray, like, I mean, but this isn't always, like, I don't usually have to, like, go be like, are y'all fine? There's just usually one groomsman that's telling me, you know, what they may need.
Right.
But, yeah, I know specifically my husband on our wedding day, he forgot his shirts at the hotel room, and he was supposed to bring, I think, vodka for Bloody Mary mix, and he forgot it. So like he forgot all the essential things, but they didn't tell me. I didn't find out until a few weeks later.
Right. What What about with their shirts? Do you think they have, maybe guys can have a smaller emergency kit that you guys prepare, like Tide or what do you call those?
A Tide pin. Yeah, I always keep a Tide pin. I keep shout wipes. Guys a lot will get like makeup on their shoulders, like especially if they're wearing like a white dinner jacket. That's something to be cautious of, you know, on who's like leaning on their shoulder or something like that.
Yeah.
One tip that, so I got married in July, 7 years ago this year, but, like, you know, in the heat of the summer in Charleston and, you know, a lot of our spring brides had to move to summer. So one piece of advice I would say for the guys for summer weddings, bring an extra shirt because you're going to sweat through your first one. So, you know, wear your one shirt for ceremony and then change before reception. And, you know, some people need three shirts. So if you're like a big sweater, or something that you could probably find a link to as well, one of my friend's husbands wears like Spanx undershirts. And apparently, yeah. And apparently that helps with like sweating underneath like a really nice dress shirt. So,
can you get that on Amazon or you have to go to a department store?
I think you can get it on Amazon. I think.
All right.
You can get anything on Amazon. but yeah, it's like a, yeah, it helps blocking the sweat. So I think for summer weddings, that's important. And then having some sort of like fan during photos, that's nice. Like a little travel fan.
That's awesome. Yeah. The travel fan is always a good thing.
When yeah.
When the summer weddings. Do you suggest undershirt for guys since we're talking about guys right now in summer heat?
It doesn't matter to me, whatever they're comfortable with. I feel like some guys wear undershirts and then some guys are opposed to it. So yeah, no preference for me.
What, if I were to search Amazon right now for the Spanx for the guys, what should
Spanx,
I say?
Spanx men's undershirt, maybe?
Spanx men's compression shirt?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I see men's body sharper here. I don't know. I'm going to share this screen so you can tell me. God bless you.
Okay, I think I found it.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Let's see. So scroll down.
Okay.
Wait. How do you spell Spanx?
Spanx up here. Men's compression shirt. Is that it?
No. S-P-A-N-K-X.
Oh, X. Oh, dang. All right, and then for men, Spanx?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
See, Spanx Men's Own Performance Crew Neck.
This one right here?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, nice. I'm going to add this on the card as well, so I can put the link below. Cool.
And I think, you know, that comes in like, yeah, you can get it in white, so that would be nice underneath.
Yeah.
You know. A white shirt.
So this is available in white, you think? Oh, it's right here.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Like large. Oh, sweet. Dang, that's not cheap, huh?
No.
I'll put that on there. Just gonna, so I can prepare the link and put it down on the link below. Are there any other things that guys need or want or ask for besides booze? What else?
Red Bull, 5 hour energy. it's usually beverage related.
It's always beverage.
Yeah, like get the IV people to come to me. It's an emergency. We need them.
Have you had IVs on the wedding day?
So
that's more like the.
So I've never had them. I'm trying to think. I've never had them at the venue. But I've had the guys go to the IV place the morning of.
The morning of, yeah. And mm-hmm. So let's expand on that a little bit. What does that do? Does it just pretty much hydrate you, makes you feel better?
Yeah. So I think, I forget what it really is, but like they say, like one IV bag is equivalent to like a gallon of water or something.
Okay.
So like you're just like rehydrating your body like really fast. And then I think you can put in, I've done it a couple times, but I think you can put in like other things. Like you can add in like energy or I don't know what else there is, but maybe something to calm your nerves. I don't know. But there's different like things that you can add to your IV, and it's supposed to just like get you feeling better, you know, within 30 minutes versus nursing a hangover for 8 or 10 hours.
So I must have missed this. Do they come on site or do you have to go to that place?
Both. They'll do both. You pay extra, obviously, for them to come to you, but yeah.
And then when they actually put a needle in you and just on your arm, like you, and
hospital then, IV, like here.
Yeah. And then you sit there for an hour or something, or how does that?
Yeah, work? It's usually like I think it takes about 30 minutes to get through one bag.
And
you like watch TV. They have lounge chairs. There's one right beside William Aiken House downtown. And so they have like, just like a room, you know? So if there's like 6 or 8 of you, then you're all going to be in one space.
Got it. So can you like take a nap, watch sports?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you
eat or?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
And then is one bag enough?
I think so.
For most people? Yeah.
I guess it depends on how you feel.
How hungover you are from the night before. That liquid IV that we talked about earlier, what's the difference between that and the actual, is this something, this is something you drink, right? The liquid IV?
Correct. Yeah. So like anything, like if you get a real IV, like that's hitting your like, I'm not in the medical field, obviously, but like your bloodstream faster or something. Faster. You know? Like it's like, yeah, it's like way faster.
It'll just be effective right then. But with a liquid IV, it might take a little bit of time.
Yes. It's like, I mean, I don't know for sure, but you know, drinking a few Gatorades, but it's not Gatorade. Like it doesn't have all the sugar and everything.
And the actual IV itself, when you go to this place where they come on site, is there like a nurse that's going to facilitate?
Yeah. So it like legally has to be a nurse.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Because they have to prick you with the needle.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. What's next for you and your business?
My first wedding back's July 11th. So confident that will happen. And just right now, you know, trying to keep up with the guidelines and how everything's going to be changing for weddings coming up. It's, you know, a whole nother job learning the way things are going to be moving forward for the next few months. And, so a busy fall is ahead.
It's a whole new variable in your wedding planning routine because guidelines changes. And so before,
and the guidelines for June are likely going to be different than the guidelines for August, and August will be different than October. And, you know, so keeping up with that and trying not to like overwork and, you know, change all these fall weddings for what may not affect them at all. But also be cautious of it and aware of changes and what people are going to be comfortable with and what the norm's going to be. And, you know, so just kind of keeping up with everything. I'm trying to stay really in sync with the other people in our industry, you and other people, you know, I know I've talked to multiple times on the phone just to get, you know, what's going on with you? What are you hearing? You know, that kind of thing. So just trying to stay on top of it.
Yeah. And going back to keeping up with the guidelines, because that also means being a professional wedding planner, you are communicating on behalf of your clients with the caterer, with the venue, what's going to be within the guidelines. So your clients are essentially protected, right? And also the guests.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, so trying to balance what is mandated, what is suggested, what are the caterers comfortable with, what are the venues comfortable with. So there's these like guidelines put forth, like, you know, by the governor, and then there's guidelines that are going to be coming from the venue, guidelines from the caterer, and then on top of that, me figuring out what I'm comfortable with and making sure that everything's safe for me or whoever's working for me. And so just trying to balance all of that and relay all the information to the clients and let them have all of the information to make the best, you know, informed decision on things.
Yeah. It's definitely a lot of work for you guys. My work happens after the wedding. It starts on the wedding day. For you guys, it starts way back before the wedding, because you have to work on this and then you execute on the actual wedding day. And this, And with this guideline, you have to execute all this and make sure things are in place on the wedding day. Vendors, caterers, the people that are serving food and things like that. So it's a whole new dynamic for you guys right now.
The good thing is, I think in Charleston and with my clients, I work with all professional vendors. So everyone's kind of doing their job to figure out what they can do or what they're comfortable with. Like, you know, the rental companies down here are already figuring out ways to, you know, put up shields at the bars and, you know, that kind of thing. And they're already renting hand sanitizing stations at some of the rental companies. So, you know, just great things like that is we have access to get everything that we need.
That's one awesome thing about Charleston as being one of the wedding hubs in the country is we have a lot of professionals, and these professionals are already professionals pre-COVID. And
the
good professionals they're implementing a lot of these guidelines, these things that they're anticipating what they're going to need once weddings start back up.
Right.
We're seeing a lot of them happen in July, right?
Yeah.
That's so awesome. That's just such a validation of you got to make sure that you have some strong professionals within your wedding team to facilitate that 10-hour day. A lot of people don't realize that. They think it's just throwing a party, but really these professionals they've been doing this for a long time. Things are in place within their business and within their practice that are readily, you know, they can execute within just a moment's notice because they are professional. They have the resources.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what other people are going through as far as other places like LA and New York as far as weddings, because even though there are professionals out there, they still have to deal with government and things like that. Well, luckily, we're in Charleston. We have a different situation here as far as our landscape and really the whole city is different from compared to New York, you know?
Yeah, but as you know, a lot of our clients don't live here, you know? So figuring out like their rules on can they get here and, you know, are their guests comfortable traveling? Even though we see in Charleston, things are opening back up and it seems to be going well, but are people comfortable coming here?
Yeah, as you mentioned that, can you give us some insight as far as if you are from New York and you're having a wedding in Charleston within this summer or fall, how do you feel? Do you think, hey, let's move forward? How what advice can you give them?
It's a complicated question. I mean, it's hard because it's, you know, do I think your wedding can happen? Absolutely. But there's a lot that leads up to that. There's invitations that go out. There's bridesmaids dresses that you need to get. There's tuxes you need to rent. There's people need to book a hotel room, and will the hotels be open? You know, there's just a lot of things that go into it. So am I confident the weddings can take place? Yes. But
there's a caveat.
Yeah. So, and you know, the wedding I have in July, it's locals. And so I definitely think that that will be a more comfortable situation on people getting here than people flying and traveling. That means you have to get in an Uber. That means you're in a plane. That means you're in a hotel, just all these spaces that aren't your own. And when we've been at home for 3+ months, you know, that might not be something that people are willing to do. So, So just kind of keeping an eye on things and going from there.
Basically what I'm getting at is it's the landscape right now is different. Have a conversation with your wedding planner and see within that conversation, you can figure out and be on the same page as what could possibly happen with transportation, with guests flying in, are they comfortable? And then the guest count might be reduced depending on who is willing to come, right? Who is feeling comfortable to come, right?
I definitely think guest count will go down.
Yeah, are you having those conversations now as far as, so-and-so from New York are not coming? Are you having those?
I think it's a bunch of like hurry up and wait. So it's like, are we going to do it? Okay, wait. We haven't even had the first wedding yet. Let's see how these ones in June go. And, you know, so it's just kind of one of those things where I'm sure with my clients too, I will have panic moments where I'm like, oh my God, is this happening or is it not happening? So I think just trying to like stay up to date, and it's hard to, you know, make the call on whether or not your wedding's happening or not when, until you're really ready to make the call. But I think the good thing is, like most planners, we thrive under pressure. So, I mean, I guess that should make people feel a little bit better, you know, that like, this is, I mean, for me, at least I'm good at figuring out problems and I'm good at, you know, fixing things. So, that's what you've hired someone to do. You know, if you hire a full service planner, then they're generally going to be the ones figuring this out for you. Figuring out dates that match up, you know, for new dates, or coming to you with a plan for, you know, how things will look. But I just think, unfortunately, the last, you know, couple of months, we've just been kind of in that waiting period where we're not having weddings and we don't really know the rules yet. So now I think as of like last week, we have a little bit of some rules, and I know there's going to be some weddings in the next couple of weeks. So I'm excited to kind of see those roll out and see how they go.
Yeah. So if you are a wedding planner, you're a professional, you've been in this business for a few years, you more than likely have gone through or been through hurricane, tornadoes, flash flooding, any type of scenarios. Do you have any comforting words for all these brides out there that are still moving forward with a wedding within the next 90 days plus?
I mean, I think, I don't know if these are comforting words, but I mean, with most of my clients that have dealt with like hurricanes or something crazy like that, I think looking back, like if they were to have a conversation with them, they would all say like, they made it happen. Like the planner, the vendors, you know, everyone made it happen for me and it was the best day of my life. So I think that's still what I want people to say a few months from now, like whether it looks a little bit different, you know, like the wedding will look a little bit different. You may have a smaller guest count or, you know, whatever that may be, but that they, I hope they just look back on it and still say it was the best day, you know, possible. And, you know, just know that we're their advocate and taking care of them, you know, during this whole thing and trying to do what's best for everyone involved.
That's awesome. I love that. That's so cool. Where can people find you?
Oh, I'm at Haley Kelly Events Everything. So website is HaleyKellyEvents.com, Facebook, Haley Kelly Events, Instagram at Haley Kelly Events.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you're wearing your colors, right?
It's a, I am. Always awesome. Red.
Love your website. Love everything yeah. You do and all your work. I love working with you. I'm looking forward to working with you for our next wedding. I know it's a lot of, it's the future is kind of like on hold, but I know we're just taking it one day at a time. I have a very busy July, as you are too, in July and August. So I wish you the best. And thank you so much again for being in the show. I think
we've given
them a lot of value. If you are out there listening, this video, this show is going to be available on iTunes. It's going to be available on our YouTube channel, on the Conversations YouTube channel. So you guys tune in. I showed a lot of screen share on Amazon. So it'll be good to just actually go watch the YouTube channel because the link will be there. But if you don't have YouTube, you don't watch YouTube, you can go on the podcast app or the iTunes to download this podcast. Thank you so much, Ms. Haley Kelly. We'll see you soon. Thank you. Bye.